Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Kuf Yud Ches. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are continuing in the din of karbanos in Obama, the din of which karbanos can be brought in Obama. First point for today is that the Gemara mentions the fear of Yehuda, few darshans from the pasuk of Ish, to say Lahachshir Hazar. That a Zar is allowed to avoid an Obama. That a Zar is allowed to avoid an Obama, we could explain in two ways. Either the pshat is that avoid an Obama is not called avoid a bichlal, like shchita lav avoidahi, who didn't avoid his Obama lav avoidahi, and that's why it's kosher with a Zar. Another way to explain is that the avoid an Obama is yet called avoida. Just, we have a pasuk here telling us a hechsher in the zar. Hechsher that a zar is allowed to do avoida, even though it's considered an avoida. But here the Torah is marbe an extra person to do avoida, normally only a kohen, in a bama, even a zar. It's clear that the second side is the correct side, not the first side. That avoida in a bama is called avoida, just as hechsher of the zar. Gemara in the beginning of the second perek, and daf tes zayin amud aleph, Gemara there is mavur, that Baal Mum, a person who has a Mum, cannot do Avoid an Obama. And Tomei cannot do Avoid an Obama. If the din of Bama is that by Bama, Lav Avoidahi, and therefore it's like Shechita, and Kol Apsulim are Kasher by just like Kol Apsulim are Kasher by Shechita, so also should be Kol Apsulim should be Kasher by Bama. And we see that that's incorrect, that Psulim are possible for Avoidah's Bama. The Elamites of word that the Elam of Bama is yet called Avoidah. Just here we have a riboy in the pasuk to be machshir azar. L'chayr command enough kamina from this that even a katan should be possible for avoida. The Gemara says in Chulin that a katan can't do avoida. So they also be possible for avoida in a bama. What's the din of an isha? Can an isha do avoida in a bama? So the Mishnah Melech, the din of Hilchos Korban Pesach, has a sofik whether is an isha allowed to do avoida in a bama.
Vel brings that the Chorus Mefurish in the Tesefta and the Teres Koyanim and an Isha's kosher to do Avoid in Obama. Tesefta in Karbonis Perik Yigimol Halacha Hei Kol Ksherim Li Korib Bibama Af Hakol Ve'avodim or Af Geirim Ve'avodim. Here it's not so clear what's the Hakol. The Minchas Bikurim brings that the Gersa in the Teres Koyanim, for the correct Gersa, El Af Begeirim, Af Benoshim, Af Ba'avodim Ksherim Bibama. It's mavur that in Obama and also in Isha's kasher. Mishmach has a suffik. The din is mavur that she's kasher. However, in the Yerushalmi in Megillah, Perak Aleph Halach Yer Aleph, it says there in the Yerushalmi, Les kan Isha ish ksiv b'parsha. That an Isha can't do avoida, and says that means dafkan ish needs to do avoida. So it's not clear what the Yerushalmi is referring to. The Pnei Moshe there in the Yerushalmi says it's referring to Avodas Bama. The Yerushalmi is coming to say that Avodas Bama is kosher only with an ish and not with an isha. In the Fidei Yerushalmi, and that's with the side of the Mishnah Lamelech, it's the psul of isha imkain to do Avodah always is not only because she's a zar. Even in a Bama where a zar is kosher to do Avodah, an isha is psula. Before that, the psul of Isha is a unique psul, that Isha was nifsal from doing Avaida. If you say Sefta in the Teres Koyanim that Isha's kosher, it's possible to say, it's mistaver to say, the whole psul of Isha for Avaida is only because she's a Zar. Even in Isha who's a Bas Koyin, the din is that you need Bnei Aaron v'loi Bnei Sarin, and she's considered to be a Zar, and therefore she's possible to do Avaida. And in Abama, where a Zar is kosher, it's also an Isha's kshera. Hashem came lefi the Yerushalmi, it holds that an Isha's psula, it's muchach lahedya, that the psul of Isha is not the psul of Zar, but it's a unique psul in doing Avaida. Rav Yeshua said that, brought down in Sefer Zevach Yankiv, that Rav Yeshua said that Lefiza, you could explain the Gemara and the Dalet in Zochim. The Gemara says that the Gemara there is handling for the Makar for Lishma. The Gemara says that even though we know Lishma by Kabbalah, we wouldn't learn that to Shechita. Because Kabbalah is more chomer, because it's pasul be zarim ube zaru be isha. Shenkin Shita is Kshera Bizar Ubi Isha. Before the Gemara lists it as two different things, Zar and Isha. The Makarish and the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak, which is called Ksherim Lishchait by Shechita, even the Psulim are allowed to Shecht, Sheshchita Ksherim with Zarim and Benoshim. Sheshchita is Ksherim with Zarim and Noshim. The Mishnah delineates Noshim separately, and as does this Gemara in Daf Dalet. It's Mashma that the Psul of Isha for Avodah is a unique Psul, not because that she's a Zar, but a unique Psul that Isha is kosher to Avodah. I mean, it could be that Nisha is not called a Zar, and Isha is a Bas Koyin, might not be called a Zar, but her Psul of doing Avodah is because she is an Isha. That'd be mashma. Therefore, even in a bama or in kiyun bebama, and there's a hechsher of zar, but isha is still pasul. It's interesting that in this gemara in Daf Dalet that we quoted, it says that in a kabbalah is psula bezar ubi veisha. Shita mukubetes erases the word isha. It says only zar. Mashma in the shita that he learned, like we said, we brought from the Tosefta and the Teres Kayanim, that the psula of isha is because she's a zar. So came the gemara wouldn't delineate it separately, that avoid is kshera be, that avoid is psula bizar ubi isha. Gemara asks why we need a pasuk to be machshir zar. We have another pasuk to be machshir zar. Zarek is a kohen as adama mizbach Hashem. Only mizbach Hashem, you need a kohen out over here. Gemara answers, ma'ode teima liboy kiddush b'chayris k'demei kara kamash malan. We would think that now that went back to the time of Hetzer Bamos, so even though you don't need a Kohen, but you need a Bukhar. Just like Meikara, just like in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Achuhukam Mishkan, the Bukhars, the ones that did Avodah. So you think that also now, the Avodah goes back to being in the Bukhar, with the Bukhar. So you need a Pasuk to say that no, that everyone is kosher. Not only that you do not need a Kohen, but you also do not need a Bukhar. From this Gemara, it's Mashma, Karnera and the Chazanish point out, when the Mishnah says that actually hukam mishkan avodah b'chayrus, it means not only in a korban sibur, but even in a korban yachid, in a bamas yachid, it was mutter then until they built the mishkan, you also needed a b'char. That's what's mashmav here, because that's what the Gemara is saying by bamas yachid, we would think you need kiddush b'chayrus kiddush me'ikara. It's mashmav, that was always the din, that even a korban yachid needed dafka b'char. The Kerner and the Chazon Ishal, not the way, but the Asad, Niskamar, Tzachar Mashma, that even in a carbon yochid and a bamas yochid, you need a Bukhar. But there's another point here, that the Bukharis, they were chosen for a specific time, until the Mishkan, and then they were Chayte in the Chet HaEgel, and that's it, they lost their job. So there's no longer any Inyan in the Bukharis, in the Bukharim, anymore. They were originally chosen to do avodah, but then because they were chayte, so they lost their chance. So that's it. Now there was the levim and the kayanim were chosen instead of them. So once we're machshir, once you say that you don't need a kohen in a bama, and it's pashut. What's the union of a bachar anymore? It's mashm over here, not that way. It's mashm over here that the bacharis were never really nifsal entirely. The yisoid of the Sefer Torah is in the Maral and Gur Aryeh, in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tez Zayin. The Maral says that the Levim were chosen right away after the Chet HaEgel, chosen to take the place of the Bukhar. So the Maral asks from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says that Achlo Hukam HaMishkan Hayis Avodi B'Bukharis. Until they built the Mishkan, which was in Nisan of the second year, Avodah was kosher with the Bukhar. Hari the Rechote and Shivasar B'Tamuz. From that time, from the Chet HaEgel, the Levim were chosen to take the place of the Bukhar. They were the ones to do Avodah. So how come the Bukharim were still the one doing Avodah until HaKamas HaMishkan, which happened almost a year later? Says the Maral, that the Bukharis were Nifsal was only Klape Avodah HaMishkan. Klape Avodah, which is not done in the Mishkan, like in Obama. So they were never nifsal. Whole bechir of the Levim was uniquely klape avodah that was going to be done in the Mishkan. That he says, therefore, until HaKamas HaMishkan, they were allowed to do avodah. That he says, pshat in the Mishnah, and that's also heard the pshat in the Gemara by us. Gemara by us says that once it came to a time of Hetzer Bamos, so even though we don't need a kohen, you would think you need a bechar. So before that, the bechar was never nifsal entirely. His whole psul was only legabe avodas hamishkan. So in Cain, there could be a time when he'll go back to being kosher when his heter bamos. So then there's no then it's not avodas hamishkan. So you think you need dafka kayin, you think you need dafka bechor and not a regular zar. It's this gemara here.
The Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parashas Vayechi and in Parashas Bamidbar says that even though the Bechayers were nifsal from doing Avodah, but Lassid Lavoy, the Avodah is going to come back to them. He quotes Chazal Vetzelis. It's not clear exactly which Chazal is referring to. He says that he's referring to a Sefri in Parashas Baloyscha and the Pasuk of Esfali Shivim Ishmi Zikne Yisrael. So it says there in the Sefri, every time that says Li, it means forever. The Bechir was not only for a certain time, but it was chosen forever. It says there about that, when it says the Bechor was chosen, Ki Li Ko Bechor, it says, Bo'ilam Azel, Bo'ilam Abba. Forever, there's a choosing of the Bechor. Or HaChaim says that's Kinnir, the Makar of the Or HaChaim, to say that Lassid Lavoy, the Avoyed, is going to go back to the Bechoris. It's not Mefurish in Chazal anywhere, this in the Or HaChaim, the Rabbeinu Bechai, in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Chaf, he has a different shot in this Sifri in that we quoted. He says it doesn't mean that, he says once, he says that the Rabbeinu Bechai says, once the Levium were chosen, so the Bechir and the Bechiris were Chayte in the Eagle, so they lost forever their Avodah, but still it's a tremendous mile to be a Bechor, and that's why we need to do Pidyon HaBen. He learned a different shot in this Sifri. But the Rechai in Kinnir is based on this Sifri, so that Lassid Lavoy David is going to come back to Bechiris. I don't have any clear basis that sure says this in Yinov the Rechaim, but at least our Gemara, I think, is a little bit of a smach to the Rechaim. As before in our Gemara, not like the Rebbeinu Bechai that says that the Bechiris lost their Avodah forever, but that the Bechiris, still there's a Havmin, at least in our Gemara, that the Avodah should go back to Bechiris. The boy Kiddush, Bechiris Kedemei Kara. Like we explained, that it wasn't Avodah's Oyel Moed, so the Bechiris lost their Zchus to be Oyel in the Oyel Moed, but in Obama, they didn't lose that Zchus. That was the Havmin of the Gemara by us. So at least we see in the Gemara that the Bechir lost his ability to Avodah wasn't entirely. It's still, the Or HaChaim is obviously a much bigger Chiddush, that he's saying that even in the Avodah's Beis HaMikdash, Lassid Lavoy, the Bechir is going to go back to an Avodah. That Lachar, the Bechir did lose it. That Lachar, like the Avodah's Oyel Moed, where the Levium were chosen and not the Bechir. So that's, again, I don't have a specific, explicit Makar for the Or HaChaim. We definitely do not have from our Gemara. But at least we see the idea that when the Bechir lost his Avodah, it wasn't an entire loss, which is the Or HaChaim is saying, not like the Rabbeinu Bechai, who says that in the Mice Eagle, the Bechiris were repulsed to do Avodah forever. Two orders here in the Indian of the Gemara brings the Hemshech of if Ein Mincha de Bama. First, the Gemara here right at the top of the Yom still says that Machlekes the Gemara asked Chom Hayni Tana Kama Amar Papa Karvu Nisachem BeMidbar Kabeinayu. Machlekes why they brought Nisachem in the Midbar. So there's a Mandamar that they bring Nisachem in the Midbar. Karener asks that this Tana holds that Ein Mincha de Bama. So how could you bring Nisachem? Nisachem Lachar also includes Minchas Nisachem. And also, even if Nisachim is just referring to the wine, just like we exclude Mincha, because Zvachim L'Lay Minachas, so also we should exclude wine, because Zvachim L'Lay Nisachim. So the Kenari says that even Mandamar in Mincha B'Bama, it's only an independent Mincha. But a Mincha that's Boim HaZevach, that's Yekarev B'Bama. So therefore, the Minchas Nisachim that comes together with the carbon, because of the Chiv of the carbon, one has to bring the Mincha, then you also could bring this mincha haboyim hazevach. Another point in the Indian of in mincha bebama is in the Hemshech Gemara of Reb Shimon. Gemara asks that look me be mincha schoiva deka chavitin. There is a mincha that's kariv, a kariv of a korban tibur. It says k'savar in mincha bebama. There's that Reb Shimon also in mincha bebama, and therefore it's not brought in a bamas yachid. Chazanish points out that if it's not brought in a bamas yachid, it's also not brought in a bamas tibur. Because anything that can't be brought, the Fir Shimon has to be the same, Bamas Yochan and Bamas Sibur. So it's not brought in a Bamas Yochan, then you also don't bring it in a Bamas Sibur. So it comes out that the Fir Shimon, they didn't bring Chavitin in the Bamak Dela. And they also didn't bring all Karbon and Sibur, Lechem Aponim, and Shtei Alechem.
they in the Korban HaOmer, they did not bring in Bamas Sibur. It's difficult that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Af Yud Gimel is Mavur, that they, in Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael in times of Yehoshua, they brought the Korban HaOmer. I'm going to ask where they got the Tefuah from. The bottom is before that they brought the Korban HaOmer. So the Chayit Shver, the fee Reb Shimon that holds that they didn't bring there's no mincha, even a mincha sibur, in a bama sibur, then they didn't bring the Korban HaOmer. So you have to say that in a comment of fortune, the Gemara there that they did bring the Korban HaOmer, but the Gemara itself says that the makar is from the fact that they ate chadash. God, it says that the day after Pesach, meaning Tezai Nisan, was matcha them. So it must be that they brought the Omer and then they were able to eat chadash. So that's how the Gemara knows that they brought the Korban HaOmer in Gilgal. Tais points out there in Rosh Hashanah that it's not so pashut. There's machlokes in the Gemara Menachas. One man, the Omer, says that Heir Mizrach Matir, that even Mizmacha Mesa Mikdash Kayim, you don't need to bring the Korban HaOmer to be Matir eating Chadash. Just the fact that the morning of Tezayin Benisan is Matir. So Lafi that man, the Omer, Tais says there's no makar to this Gemara that they brought the Korban HaOmer in Gilgal. So he says the Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah says that the Gemara is going Laman da Omer, that Bizmach Beis HaMikdash Kayim, that you cannot eat Chadash until you bring the Korban HaOmer. So Masi, they first brought the Korban HaOmer and then they ate. That says in Rosh Hashanah. So in Zevachenki, good cheshvin, that Laman da Omer, that you were not able to bring a mincha in the Bama, even the Minchas Tzibur, the Korban HaOmer, you cannot bring in the Bama's Tzibur. So in Cain, then even though the Beis HaMikdash, quote unquote, was around, meaning the Mishkan, was with them, but because in this Mishkan they were not able to bring the Korban HaOmer, so it has the din of like not having a Mishkan. Just like Bizman HaZeh, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So then it said, Heir Mizrach Matir. Who are then, in the time that there, even if there was a Mishkan, because that Mishkan was not, did not give us the possibility to bring a Korban HaOmer, so it's Kilo the Mishkan wasn't around, Legabe the Korban HaOmer. And therefore the Heir Mizrach is Matir. So it's true, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is going Laman HaOmer, that there was a Minchas Tzibur in the Bama. But it could be, but the actual Raya that the Gemara brings is not Kayim Lafir of Shimon. And therefore, Lafir of Shimon, it's for Chur Mochan Ar Gemara, that there is no Korban HaOmer either in a Bama Tzibur. However, it's still shver on this, and Rav Shimon is the psukim in Shmuel Beis, where that David HaMelech is running away from Shaul and came to the city of Noiv, Ir HaKoyanim, where the Mishkan was, that's the Noiv of the Givayim that we speak about. Until that time, the Mishkan was in Noiv. And David asked the Kohen Gadol, the Achimelech, he asked him to give him from the Lechem Aponim. And the Achimelech says, you can't eat it because it's Kaddush and you're a czar. And David says that it was a pikuach nefesh, a whole shock of tire that went on between David and Achimelech. But before that, there was lechem aponim, which is a mincha. Before that, lechem aponim existed in the times of Noif, which was a bama gdoila. That's Tzorachiyun, and Rav Shimon in Arsugya, it's Har Muchach, and he holds that there was no mincha in a bama, even mincha sibur and a bama sibur also was not brought, like the Chazanish speaks out. Another point here, in the Iker Shita of Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon holds that any carbon that even in a bama sibur you cannot bring a type of carbon which cannot be brought in a bama ktana, which means Shimon held that a chatos, all the chatos of the yom tovim and reish chodesh were not brought in the bama sibur. The only exception is Pesach. Pesach is the one exception of a carbon which cannot be brought in a bama yachin, which could be brought in the bama gdela. It just comes out an interesting gedol of Rav Shimon that the bama gdola is kishmoy keinu, that's in a bama. And in the Rav Shimon, the only difference that exists between the bama gdola and the bama ktana is that you could bring them as a chayva. Karbonas that can be brought as an adava in the bama gdola can be brought even as a chayva. We mentioned in the Gemara yesterday by Karbonos of Nazir. The Gemara makes a difference between the Oyla and the Shlomim and the Chatas and the Asham. Even though the man the Amar that the Karbonos of Nazir are Nidav and Nidav, but Oyla and the Shlomim are called the Karbon Chayva, the Cheftas, the Karbon Chayva. So Rav Shimon holds that a Boma Sibur, you can't bring Karbon because the Cheftas are called the Karbon Chayva. You cannot bring that in a Boma Sibur. Only the type of carbon that can be brought in a Bama Sibur is a type of carbon which is Bechevtza, a carbon Nadava, an Oila and a Shlomim, which are defined as carbonus Nadava, even though Reine bring them as a Chayva, but because it's the type of carbon which is a carbon Nadava, then it can be brought in the Bama Sibur. But a carbon which is Beisoid, a carbon Chayva, can't be brought Bechlal in the Bama Sibur, except for carbon Pesach. I don't know what exactly the getter of the exception is. But the fear of Shimon, the Bama Gdol and the Bama Ktana are very interrelated. It's the same type of hakrava. It's a hakrava of a carbon, a type of carbon which is a carbon nedava. Just in the Bama Sibur, you can even bring it l'shem chayva. You can bring it the type of chayva. You can bring a carbon tamid and all those carbonas, even though because it's an oila, which can be brought as a type of carbon which can be brought as a nedava. So now also you can bring it as the carbon chayva. Al kopanim l'fir of Shimon though. Comes out that we mentioned that they didn't bring a chatos is never brought in a Bama Sibur. So it comes out that in Cain, speaks out Tosaf Kofi Zayinim and Beis, says that Lafir Shimon, obviously on Yom Kippur, you didn't bring the power and the seer. Both of them were chatos that are brought to the Bein Abadim and the Heichel, and therefore you did not bring them in the time of Noiv Given, you didn't bring the korbanos of the chatos of Yom Kippur, the power and the seer. In the Chayiv, you can't bring the power in this year. You can't do the whole Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Yuma that if you do Chafinas HaKtoires before the Shechitas HaPar, it's a puzzle. So you can't bring the Ktoires. You can't bring the Ktoires. You know, the whole Avodas Hayom, the Chayiv, everything is Ma'akev, the Gemara says. They're all Ma'akev, says the whole Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippur is lost, except for the Oilas you can bring. Except all other Nyanim are lost. There's no Shir LaZazel. All that did not exist in Noiv Givon, fear of Shimon. That's what Tais speaks out. Kufi Zayin and Beis. However, it's Mashon Tais, that's all the fear of Shimon. But if you the rest of the Tanoim, that you could bring a Korban Sibur, even a Chatos, in Vom Magdoila, then you did the Avodah Zayim of Yom Kippur. The Achreinim are bothered that how did you do the Hazois Ben Abad? Haray, as you mentioned, in the Mishkan of Noiv Givon, the Aron wasn't there. There was no Aron. The Aron wasn't in different places during all that time. So in order to do the Hazois of Bein Abadim, you need an Aron. Without an Aron, then you can't do the Hazois. So that's the question that the Chuvus Dvar Shmuel, the Shmuel Abuav, to answer this question, the Mikdash Dovin and Simin Chof. Then there's the question, how are you able to do the Hazois of Bein Abadim and Yom Kippur? The source of this question, really, it's from a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. The Gemara there says, brings a machlikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, when it says El Pnei, that the fi Chachamim, El Pnei is Lav Dafka. It doesn't have to be Dafka to on top of the Bein Abad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and it says that El Pnei is Dafka, El Pnei, all these things are Dafka, so the Gemara asks, so how do they do Hazoy and Yom Kippur? And Bayis Sheni. In Bayis Sheni also, the Aron was not in Bayis Sheni. It's Machlokes in the Gemara and Yuma where the Aron was during Bayis Sheni. Was it taken in captive to Bavel through Nebuchadnezzar? Or did Yeshio HaMelech hide it somewhere under the Beis HaMikdash? But either way, it wasn't in its proper place. So how did they do it? How did the Gemara ask? And the Chazayin and Beis and Menachos. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how did they do the Hazayis of Yom Kippur? So the Gemara answers that there's a makam of Mekudosh L'Kodesh. And even though the Aron wasn't there, but the makam of the Aron was Kodesh in order to do the Hazayis of Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. So the question is, does this answer the Gemara, does that apply to Noiv V'Givin? In the Bayis Sheni, the Mikdash David in Simin Chof, Sif Katan Aleph, assumes that this content of the Gemara only applies to Bayis Sheni. Where the Beit HaMikdash was supposed to have the Aron there. As you mentioned, that's the whole Inyan of the difference between Shiloh and the Beit HaMikdash and Abba Magdala, is that the Shiloh and the Beit HaMikdash had the Aron, and Abba Magdala did not have the Aron. So the Beis Hamikdash, they were supposed to be in Aron. So even though the Aron wasn't there, the Makom was still Makudesh for Kodesh. It was the Makom Aron. But the Mikdash David says that's, but in Noiva Given, that does not apply. In Noiva Given, it was not supposed to have an Aron. So Im Kein, the question of the Gemara and Menachos is still a good question for Noiva Given. How did we do the Hazoyas of Yom Kippur in Noiva Given? That is the question. So the Mikdash David says, they actually did not do the Hazoyas of the Bein Abadim in Noiva Given. That's what he says. They did the other Hazoyas. You could do the Hazoyas of the Paroiches and the Mizbeach HaPnimi that they all had in Noiva Given. But the Hazoyas of the Bein Abadim, that they did not have. And even though all the Avodah of Yom Kippur is ma'akiv each other, it's only when you could do the Hazoyas of the Bein Abadim. But here in Noiva Given, where it was impossible to do the Hazoyas of the Bein Abadim, so they just started off with the Hazoyas connected to the Paroiches, and they did not do the Hazoyas of the Bein Abadim. That is what the Mikdash David says. So the main chiddush of the Mikdash David is that even though we have the Hazoyas of Bein Abadim are ma'akev, but that's only when you could do them. When you cannot do them, so they're not ma'akev. And then he also takes this a step further. He says that the Keteres of Yom Kippur had to be Karev Bein Abadim. The Mishnah says in Yuma, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and Noisen Es Hamachta Bein Abadim, that when the Haktaros Akteris was done Bein Abadim and Yom Kippur. So also now the Mikdash David says, it's only when there is a Bein Abadim, but in Noivi Givin, there was no Bein Abadim, so it was not possible to do that. And this Mikdash David wants to answer, interesting, a stira of three Gemaras in Yuma, that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Memdalid, that the din that no one is allowed to be in the Heichol, when the Kohen Gadol was Makdash Akteris, the Gemara includes from a pasuk that this applies also to Shiloh. The Gemara does not mention Noivi Givin. Also, Gemara Daf Nun Gimel in Yuma says then of Male Ashan that there's you have to put something in the Keteris at Yom Kippur that it should fill up the Kodesh HaKadoshim with smoke. The Gemara also makes a Ribui for Shiloh, and the Gemara does not bring a Ribui for Noivi Givin. So it sounds like they did not do the Avodah Yom Kippur in Noivi Givin. Yet, in the Gemara Yuma Daf Samech Zayin, by the Sir Mishtaleach, the Gemara makes a Riboy that it applies both in Shiloh and Noivi V'Givin. And to Shavit as a Sira, did they do that Avodah Yom Kippur in Noivi V'Givin or not? We see Mitzad Echad, they brought the Sir Mishtaleach in Noivi V'Givin. Mitzad Sheni, they weren't Makhtir, there was no din of Mala Oshan, and you didn't have to get out of the Hechel in Noivi V'Givin. Says the Mikdash Shavit, that everything is Bedafka. That they did have Keteres, they didn't have, because there was no Bein Abadim. Also, and he adds on that also they didn't have the din of Hazayis of Bein Abadim, because there was no Bein Abadim. However, the rest of the Avodas Hayoyim, they did. The rest of the Avodas Hayoyim, they were able to do. I mean, not like Reb Shimon, the fear of Shimon, as we started off with the fear of Shimon, you don't bring a Chatos Bichlal in a Bamagdaila, so obviously they could not do on any of the Karbanot of Yom Kippur. But the other Tanayim that argue on Reb Shimon, so you could bring a chatos in a b'magdala. So they did the avodas hayoyim in Noivi Given. So if they brought the sivrim, they did the shir mishaleach. Just the hazoyis of Bein Abadim, that they did not do. That's the opinion of the Mikdash David. And the Gemara in Yuma, Gemara in Menachos of Chavzayin that we started with, Gemara that says that the fear of Yehuda, how they did the hazoyis in Bayesheni, there the Gemara assumed that they also, from the Mishnais in Yuma, that they also did a hazoyis of the Bein Abadim in Bayesheni. And so that the Gemara says that you need to come out to a Makom HaMekudesh L'Kodesh. But in Noivi Given, that they did not have the Makom HaMekudesh L'Kodesh, so they did everything besides, they did all the Avodas except for the Avodas that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's the main Chiddush of the Mikdash David, is that because you could not, because there wasn't a Kodesh HaKadoshim with an Arayin, so all the Avodas that needed to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, We're not makiv. They weren't necessary in Noivi Given because they were impossible to be done. That is the opinion of the Mikdash David. However, others assumed and know that even though it was impossible to do the avodas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but they were so makiv that the Torah created the seder of all the avodas that are done in Yom Kippur, that has to be done in that way. And even if you can't do them, and you don't have a mikdash that could do them, so it's still ma'akif. So therefore, the questions come back. How are we ma'akif
Teiras on Yom Kippur, and how did you do the Hazayis of Bein Abadim on Yom Kippur? They need to be done. That's one way to argue the Mikdash Shabbat. Even though there was no din, it was impossible to do it. There was no din to do it, but to have an Aron there, but still, the Torah created a Seder, and you have to follow that Seder. That's one way to argue on the Mikdash Shabbat. I brought down another way to argue on the Mikdash Shabbat, very fascinating, in the Teish Rabbeinu Peretz, in Psachim, Taf Lamed Chesem Beis. Rabbeinu Peretz says over there that they're talking about Noiv Givain. That the Aron was right to be in Noiv. He's talking about Noiv more than Givain because the Bama Sibor. Meaning, Mikdash David tells us that the din of the Bama Sibor didn't require an Aron. The Bina Parish says no. That really the Aron was supposed to be there. For whatever reason, they didn't bring it there. But the Aron was supposed to be in the Bama Sibor. You have to know, David HaMelech, you learn Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech was bringing the Aron. He had no intention of bringing the Aron to Givon. It says he wanted to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim, and then he changed his mind. But he had, it's from the Pesukim, it's clear that he had no intention of bringing the Aron to Givon. Fear Beinu Peretz, that the Aron is supposed to be in the Bar Magdala. You have to know why David didn't want to bring it there. I don't have an answer. But the Bein Parents is of the opinion that the Aron was supposed to be in Noiv Givon. So if that's the case, then you can no longer say that the Mikdash David said that because there was no din to have the Aron in Noiv Givon, so therefore you could do the Avodah without the Aron. No, the Aron was supposed to be there. For whatever reason, it wasn't there. But so even in Noiv Givon, if the Mikdash needs to have an Aron, so then then for sure we should say that the Seder of the Yom of Yom Kippur requires to do the Avodas of Bein Abadim, and if you can't do it, so you can't do it. It's Ma'akev in the Avodah. And those are two ways again to argue on the Chiddush of the Mikdash David. Mikdash David said that because that you don't need to have the things that were needed to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in Noiv Givon, they did not need to be done there. So his basis for his argument is that because there was no din to have the Aron in Noiv Givon, so therefore the Avodas did not require an Aron. And any Avodas that were necessary with the Aron were by definition not Ma'akev. So you could just stop and say that even though there was no din to have an Aron, but the Torah created a Seder on Yom Kippur, and you can never change that Seder. But the other way to argue is to say that even in Noiv Givon, there was a din to have an Aron, which is, that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz in Psachim Daf Lamed Ches says. So they say over B'Shem Reb Chaim about the question about the Hazois, Reb Chaim said that in Noiv Givon, they did Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai. We learned in Daf Chavav that Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami. Person who does Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai, so it's the Baalim get a kapara. You're not able to eat the basar, but the Baalim get a kapara. So in Noiv Givon, where they were not able to do Hazois Bein Abadim, so they did Zrika Shaloi Bim Kaimai. They did a Zrik on the Mizbeach Achitzoin. They did a Zrik over there. And that created Kapara. And therefore, it was no longer Ma'akev. The Hazayas of the Hazayas were Ma'akev. You're able to Mekayim the Hazayas. I think it's Zrik HaShalayim in Kaimah. That's to say, Orib B'Shem Reb Chaim. You have to know, because L'chatchil are not allowed to do a Zrik HaShalayim in Kaimah. It's only B'Dieved. If you did a Zrik HaShalayim in Kaimah, Baal and get a Kapara. Can you Reb Chaim held that because there was no other way to do it to Mekayim the Avodah Zayim? So you could do it. The idea is Zrika Shalavim Kaimai. You know, there is a man to Omar that Zrika Shalavim Kaimai is Lav Kim Kaimai Dami. That Baal did not get a kapara. You have to know if he him, then it's still the nature of the question. Maybe he held that they didn't do the Avodah Sayyim in Yom Kippur in Noiv Givon. I don't know. Kabbalah, that's what Abraham said for the din of the Zrika. But that only works for the Zrika. It still doesn't help us for the Ketairis. Ketairis, there's no din of Ketairis Shalavim Kaimai, Kim Kaimai Dami. Ketairis is Ma'akiv to do it in the Bein Abadim, so then we still have that Shver. How do they do the Akhtaris Ketairis in Noiv Givon? So Ma'isah, the Gvura Sari in Miluim, to Yuma Daf Nun Beis Mabez, says that the din of Bein Abadim is not Ma'akiv in the Ketairis. It's only the Chatchila to do the Akhtaris Ketairis Bein Abadim, and it wasn't Ma'akiv. So if him, so it could be, so then you could say, similar to what Reb Chaim said about the Zrika, you also could say about the Ketairis, that because the Torah is on Ma'akev Bein Abadim, so therefore they did it somewhere else. They did it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but not Bein Abadim. And that was fine. And that was also Kiyum. So they did the Torah not Bein Abadim, and you're Mekayim B'di'evet. And also they did the Zrika Shalevim Kaimai. And that's what they did with the Avodah Tzayim in Noiv Givin. This is the Miskarov argued with the Gvura Sari. He signed it in the Rambam in Perak Aleph, Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, Halacha Zayin, before in the Rambam that it is Ma'akev, to the Torah Bein Abadim. So in the Miskarov, again, we did not answer the question. So just to summarize, the Indian of the Avodah Yom Kippur in Noiv Givin. So again, Taisus says that the fear of Shimon, they didn't bring the Karbanos, the Chatoyus Bechlal, according to Shimon, you don't bring a Chatos in a Bama Sibur. So they did not bring the Karbanos in Noiv Givin of the Chatoyus of Yom Kippur. So we didn't have the Shir Mishtaleach, the fear of Shimon. Well, if these other Tanoim, Taisus tells us that they did the Avodah Hayom. The question is, how could they do that, the Avodah of that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There you needed an Arayim. And Noiv Givin, there was no Arayim. So, For the Zrika, we said, Reb Chaim said they did a Zrika Shlevim Kaimai. And for the Ktairis, it's possible that you, with the feed the Gvura Sari, that the Bein Abadim is on Ma'akev in the Ktairis. That's one possibility of how they brought the Korbanos. The other possibility is what the Mikdash David says, is that because there was no din to have an Orein, therefore there was no need to do the Avodas that were done in the Mokom of the Orein. Those avoid is only because of the Aron. When it comes, there is no Aron, there is no Bein Abadim, so you didn't need to do the Akhtaris Akhtaris, and you didn't need to do the Hazoyis of Bein Abadim. Rather, the Avoid Tzayim started directly with the Hazoyis that were done in the Heichal. Another point on today's daf, it's the din of Achilas Kachim in Shiloi beKol HaRoya. The Gemara says that there's a din to eat. To eat kachim b'kol haroya in Shiloh, that's anywhere that you're able to see Shiloh, so you ate kachim. So you mentioned yesterday, quickly, not to speak about it more in today's daf, is machlekes in the achrayim, how to understand what's the gedder of this eating kachim kalim b'kol haroya. We saw in the Gemara daf kufta zayinim, maybe it's kufyut zayinim at Aleph. The Gemara says that there was a machane Yisrael in Shiloh. Because there's a din of shiluach tameim, and each tamei has to be sent to his own machane. So in Shiloh, the Gemara says there were all three machanos: machane Shechina, and machane Leviyah, and machane Yisrael. So the Keren Eir and the Tzvasemis over there say that what does it mean machane Yisrael in Shiloh? Hare Shiloh, you could eat kachem kalim b'kol haroya. So where is it the machane Yisrael? Machane Yisrael is also to eat kachem kalim, place that you eat kachem kalim. In Shiloh, you could eat it b'kol haroya. So they both say, the Keren Eira and the Mikdash and the Tzvasemes, that the Machane Yisrael in Shiloh was Kol HaRoya. The Hainu, wherever you're able to see Shiloh, so that's that din of Machane Yisrael. That's what they understand. The Machane wasn't a specific place. Sorry, it's totally is more in the Gemara here. It's totally in Europe in the ability to see. It's subjective. People that could see better could eat even further away from Shiloh. People that were not as good of vision, they had to go closer to Shiloh in order to eat. So, Nechanami, the din of Machane Yisrael in Shiloh was the din of Kol HaRoya. That's the Keren Eira and the Sfasemes Asu. But the Biskrav Alatayr in Parashas Re'eh, it says not that way. The Biskrav says that there was the Gemara had a Nidoyin about this, and of Kufta Zayin, whether there was Machane Yisrael in Shiloh. Says Biskarov, but how could it be, how could the Gemara of Tzad, there's no din of Machane Yisrael in Shiloh? We know from the Pasuk here that you ate Kachim and the Mishnah, that you ate Kachim Kalim b'kol haroya. So Bakarachach, there was a Machane Yisrael in Shiloh. That was all inyan of eating Kachim Kalim b'kol haroya. Says Biskarov, no, you see that there are two different inyanim. Machane Yisrael was a specific place of Shiloh that had the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael, and the Mitzrayer was not allowed to go there because that had a din of Machane Yisrael. That was one din. There's another din, says Biskarov, that you eat, that they didn't eat Kachim Kalim Lifnei Hashem. Kachim Kalim eaten Lifnei Hashem. The Riboy of Shiloh, of Kol HaRoya in Shiloh, is that you're allowed to eat Kachim, that the din of Lifnei Hashem extends. It's not an extension of the Machane Yisrael.
Machane Yisrael is a specific place. Gemara had a tzad. There was no Machane Yisrael in Shiloh. Maskanas Gemara, there must have been a Machane Yisrael in Shiloh. But that was a specific defined place of what the Machane Yisrael was. There's the din of eating Kachem Kalim, the good is you have to eat it Lifnei Hashem. And that there was a riboy that you could, in Shiloh, you could eat the Kachem Kalim anywhere that was Lifnei Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem was defined as being Kol Haroya. That was the definition of Lifnei Hashem. It's true that normally there's a din also to eat Kachem Kalim in Machane Yisrael. That the Gemara learns out in Perkei Zeh Makoyman and Daf Nun Hei. There's a din of Makom Tor. You need to eat Kachem Kalim Makom Tor, and that means Machane Yisrael. In Shiloh, the Biskrov says that din did not apply. There was no din. You do not need to eat Kachem in the Machane Yisrael. The Riboy of Kol Haroya tells me that you don't hear in Shiloh, there was no din of you don't need to eat Kachem in the Machane Yisrael. You could eat Kachem anywhere that was called Raya, which that was a Riboy of Lifnei Hashem. This Biskrov comes from me. It's very bothered by a very big question in the Sifri, in Devarim, that it says in numerous places that also Shiloh is called the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. I think three or four places that Shiloh is called the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Yet in the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh, it says that Makom Asher Yivchar Zu Yerushalayim Lifnei Hashem Zu Shiloh. So ask the Biskrov, why does Shiloh need a new riboy of Lifnei Hashem? Hare Shiloh is also called the Makom Asher Yivchar. So why here does the Sifra need a new riboy? Say that learned Shiloh out of the din of Lifnei Hashem. Answers the Biskrov, and all the times that Shiloh, all the times that the Sifri is marbe Shiloh as being the Makom Asher Yivchar, is referring to the din hakrava. The Mikdash in Shiloh is also, there was a Bechira. There was a Bechira in the Mikdash, and that's why the Bamas were Aser in Shiloh. Out of the Mikdash of Shiloh had a din of Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. However, the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh that he's referring to is talking about the din of Achilas, Kachem Kalam, and Maaser Sheni. So that, in Shiloh, the Makom that you eat, the Kachem Kalam, and Maaser Sheni in Shiloh, was not the Makom Asher Yivchar. Because you didn't need to eat it in the Machane Yisrael of Shiloh. You were eating it in the Lifnei Hashem, and anywhere there was Kol Haroya. That there was no Bechiras Mokim in the place that I was able to see Shiloh. That was just in my ability to see Shiloh. That was also called the Mokim of Lifnei Hashem. But the Mokim didn't have a specific Bechira that Hashem chose it. Right? It was subjective to each person where they were able to see Shiloh from. So that's why the Sefrini is a specific Ribui. That Shiloh from Lifnei Hashem and is not included in the din of the Makom Asher Yivchar. That's the Biskrov says. There's another raya from the Tosefta by us in Karbonis. In the end, that there's Mandoma, Reb Yudah, and Reb Shimon say there that also by Noiv V'Givain there was a din of Kol Haroya. You need Kachem Kalam by Kol Haroya. Harei Tosin Shuas and Daf Tezayin says that in Noiv V'Givain there were no machanois. There's no chiluki machanois in Noiv V'Givain. So in Cain asks the Biskrov, why do you need to eat Kachem Kalam by Kol Haroya? You don't need to eat in Machane Yisrael in Noiv V'Givain. Elamai says the Biskrov, the din of Kol Haroya is the din of Lifnei Hashem. That did apply in Noiv V'Givain. You needed to eat it Lifnei Hashem. There were no machanois. But the din of Lifnei Hashem is a different din. That the achil has to be Lifnei Hashem. So there's a question, what was the Kiyum of Lifnei Hashem in Noiv V'Givain? And that the Biskrov says, it's shot in the Yerushalmi in Megillah, Perak Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, has a question. When you eat Kol Haroya, does Kol Haroya, does you need to see the Mishkan of Shiloh? That's called Roya? Or Roya is enough to see the city of Shiloh, even though you didn't see the Mishkan of Shiloh? Asks the Biskrov, what's it said you need to see the city of Shiloh? What importance does the city of Shiloh have? The importance is the Mishkan in Shiloh. Why do we give any importance to the city of Shiloh? That it's enough to see the city of Shiloh. Says the Biskrov, Kenira, that the Machane Yisrael of Shiloh was the whole city of Shiloh had a din of Machane Yisrael. The Mikdash was in a specific place in the city of Shiloh, but the whole city had the din of Machane Yisrael. So that's the Hakira of the Yerushalmi. Is the din of Kol Haroya connecting me to the Mishkan of Shiloh, which is the Machane Shechina of Shiloh, or it's enough to see the Machane Yisrael of Shiloh? That was the suffix of the Yerushalmi. But in Cain, it's clear that the din of Kol Haroya is not a din of Machane Yisrael. If the Re'iyah is a Re'iyah of the Machane Yisrael, the city of Shiloh is called the Machane Yisrael,
then it must be that the Kol HaRoya, place where I'm eating my kachim out of the city of Shiloh, is not called Machane Yisrael. Just that the Ribui is being called of Mei Hashem. The Mishra concludes that shot in the Mishnah and Megillah of Testament base. The Mishnah says, Ein min Shiloh Yerushalayim, Ela, that in Shiloh, kachim were eating a Kol HaRoya, and in Yerushalayim, Lefnim min Achoyim. So ask the Bishkarov, if the Pshat is said by Shiloh, the din was that Kol HaRoya is called Machane Yisrael. So what's the real difference? Right? Everywhere they're eating in Machane Yisrael. Just each place had its different type of Machane Yisrael. The Mishnah, so the Bishkarov, the Mishnah tell me something else. That in Yerushalayim, the din was to be eaten in Machane Yisrael. That's why you needed Lefnim and Achoyim. Mashengin in Shiloh, there was a Riboy that you don't need to eat Kachim Kalim in Machane Yisrael. Kunirid Bekol HaRoya, which was a different din. There was a Kiyum of Lefnei Hashem, even though there was no Kiyum of, even though it was not eaten in Machane Yisrael.
Already here in the dinim of Kol HaRoya, more as a suffix, if you can stand and see Shiloh, and you sit and you can see Shiloh, if you're able to eat Kachim. So this Fasemes here has a suffix, how to learn the suffix of the Gemara. Does the Gemara mean to say that one way the Fasemes wants to learn the Gemara is the Gemara is dining whether you're standing or sitting. The suffix of the Gemara is that because when you're standing you can see Shiloh, then you're always able to eat Kachin, even if right now you're sitting. That's a tzad that you could eat. And the tzad that you can't eat is because when you sit you can't see Shiloh. So even if right now you're standing, you also cannot eat. The Hainu, the subject of the Gemara is not telling whether currently, when you're eating, you're standing or sitting. But the subject of the Gemara is Re'iyah that's only in one position, is that called Re'iyah to allow you to eat always? Or no, because in the other position you can't see Shilai, therefore it's never considered Kol HaRoya, and even if you're standing, you can't eat Kachim. There's another side that there's also a possibility to learn the Gemara that when you're standing, you could eat, and when you're sitting, you can't eat. And you call the nichlal in the subject of Rapapa. There are three possibilities. That either you always could eat, because when you're standing, you can see, or you can never eat, because when you're sitting, you cannot see, or when you're standing, you could eat, and when you're sitting, you cannot eat. Just to point out that in the Sara the Sfasemes, that it's totally whether you're standing or whether you're sitting, the Hainu, if you're standing, you could eat, and when you're sitting, you can't eat. So it's very hard to define the place of being Machane Yisrael. Because the place is, it's the same exact place. It's just totally in whether you're standing and whether you're sitting. And also when we include in that is a person who's very tall and has better vision where he could see further because of his height, then he could eat. Very hard to say that whether the definition of Machane Yisrael changes based on the person's position or the person's height. We said from the Biskarav, it's much more geshmak. If you Biskarav, anyway, we're not dealing with Machane Yisrael. The question is there's a riboy of Makom Achila telling whether you could see. So that could be totally on the height of the person or the position of the person, whether it's called that he could see or not. Another point here in the Gemara is the Gemara says that Kelser of Dini Amar Rebbe B'shloishim Mekayim Sharsa Shechina Yisrael. B'shiloi, v'noi v'givayin u'beis ha'lamim, u'v'kulam lo yisharsa ela b'chelek b'nyamin. Shneim r'chaytif alav kol ayon. In three places, there was Hashras Shechina Kol Yisrael, in Shiloi, and noi v'givayin, or Asher is considered one, and beis ha'lamim, in the beis ha'mikdash, and all of them were in the chelka shel b'nyamin. So the Marsha in Chidush HaGadus asks that, how can we say that the Shechina is only shared in three places? And the first one is Shiloh. I mean, there's Shechina in the Midbar, in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built, in the Midbar. And also in Gilgal, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. Also there was Shechina. How did the Gemara say here that the first time there was Shechina was only in Shiloh? So the Marsha says that the Mishkan, because it was in Chutz La'aretz, so it wasn't a full Shechina. And also in Gilgal, the Marsha says, also is not called that there was Hashras Hashchina. Because during the time of Kibush and Chiluk Ha'aretz, so it wasn't the time of Menucha, only when it came to Menucha Nachol, that's when there was a full Hashras Hashchina. That's the Marsha says Pshat in the Gemara.
It's a chiddush to say that the Mishkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu built it, the pasuk says, "Uchvayr Hashem Moli Yasa Mishkan," to say that it wasn't a full Ashras Hashina. We could say Ksas Minas Achacher from the Marashon, that there was a full Ashras Hashina in the Midbar and in Gilgal, but at that time there was no Chalukah of the Shvatim. There was a place set aside as called the Machane Shechina. There, the Shechina wasn't Shaira in any Shevet. Shechina was Shaira in the Makam of the Shechina. There was all the Shvatim were around the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was the Makam of the Shechina. So that's for sure. The Shechina could be Shaira in Makam that was set aside for it. What the Gemara is referring to is when there was a Chaluk of Shvatim, and Klai Yisrael was separated according to the Shvatim. Still, the Shechina found a makam. The makam of the Ashras Shechina was unique into one of the Shvatim, and that was always the Chelka Shel Binyamin. Therefore, in the Midbar there was Ashras Shechina, but there wasn't in any Shevet. Also in Gilgal, because it was the time of Kibush and Chiluk, so they weren't yet set aside the Chalukah of the Shvatim. So the Shechina was a share in the Machane Shechina. But once there was Shvatim, then the Shechina found its place in Machane in the Shevet Binyamin. The Kerenora points out here that if we see that there was Ashras Hashchina in Neuven Givain, says the Karen Eretz, so it would seem like there's din to be Oyla L'Regel also in the times of Neuven Givain. That because we've seen that for certain dinim, the din of the Mishkan of Neuven Givain was lacking in its Kedusha, and that's why there's a Heter Machanes. But yes, yet the Gemara says here that it was called that the Shechina was Shaira there in Neuven Givain. Earlier on, the Kuf Yutes said there was a bira. It was called the Mikdash, the Bamagdala of Neiv and Givin. Says the Kerin Ayra that it seems that if there was Ashras Hashchina, if there was Ashras Hashchina there, there's also din to be a little rega. That's the Kerin Ayra by us. The Kerin Ayra earlier, and the Kuf Tazayin is Medaik says is also this point that there was din to be a little rega in the time of Neiv and Givin, and he's Medaik so from the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam in the Midah Beis HaBechira says that Halacha Aleph says the mitzvah say La'asiz Bayis Lashem Mucham Lius Makrivim Bo Yakarbonis Chigin Elov Shalosh Pamim Bashana. Rambam says the inyan of the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBechira, is as a makom of bringing karbonis in a place that you go there three times a year for to be oil of the regal. The Rambam concludes Shinemar Ba'osuli Mikdash for his parish with every Mishkan Joseph Meish Rabbeinu. So the Rambam is before that the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash is from Asuli Mikdash. And that was set to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar. And the Mishkan that Moshe built was a kiyum of Asuli Mikdash. So meaning, before in the Rambam, there's a din to be oil the regel in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built. That was a kiyum of a Mishkan, a Mikdash. That was right to be makar karbonos and to be oil the regel. So then Mishkan also, there's a din to be oil the regel. And the Rambam goes on to Halacha Beis. And they came there to Israel, so the Mishkan was in Shiloh, it was in Gilgal, and then it went to Shiloh, and then it went to Neiv HaGivayin, and then it went to the Beis HaMikdash. It's mentioned in the Rambam that all of these Mishkans, until it came to the Beis HaMikdash, was also a key of the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. Imkein says the Keren Era, is it then that to be a little regal to the Mishkan of Neiv HaGivayin. Later, it's Mefurshin Chazal that Monoyach, who was the father of Shmuel, that he was, the pasuk says in the Minim Sefer Shmuel, V'Allah Ishahu, he was oil every year to the Mishkan in Shiloh, because also there is oil the regal. So before that there was a chiyuv of being oil the regal in times of Shiloh. It says the Keren Ayra also, before in the Rambam, and also in times of Neiv HaGivayin, Gilgal, also there's a din to be oil the regal. Says the Keren Ayra, if there's a din to be oil the regal, you also have to be makar of the Eilat Re'iyah. It says in the Torah, V'lo yeroh ponai reikam. A person that's Eilat Regel, without bringing an Eilat Re'iyah, is over alav. So it has to be that you brought the Eilat Re'iyah with you. It says the Keren Ayra, this is not like the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix in the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, whether you're allowed to bring an Eilat Re'iyah and a Bama G'dayah. What's a suffix? Because the Eilat Re'iyah is a Korban Chayva. And a Yachid cannot bring a Korban Chayva in the Bama Tzibur. Says the Keren Ayra, it must be that you did. If there's a chiyuv to be oil the regel, so then you also have to bring an oilas re'iyah with you. Ad kan divrei Keren Ayra. I'm not sure exactly what he means to say. What's the ma'aseh of the heter? this type of carbon cannot be brought there. It's a miyut that you don't bring a carbon chayva in the Bama Gdela. Kinir the Karanera held that it wasn't a miyut. It's just that there was no din to bring it. There was no riboy to bring it. But once if you're mechuyev al tzadin v'lo yero panay reikam, so it's also mechayev you to bring it. In the din, if there's a din to be oil the regel, and there's a din when you're oil the regel, that you can't come without the carbon. So from there we learn out that this carbon is different than other carbonas chayva, and this carbon chayva could yet be brought in the Mishkan in Neila Given. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.